Police in China have detained another Chinese-American scholar on suspicion of espionage. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing confirmed today that an American originally from China was taken into custody earlier this month. Yesterday, the State Department warned Chinese-born Americans, especially those who have been critical of the Chinese government, that they could face problems if they visit China. Anthony Kuhn is a Los Angeles Times correspondent in Beijing. What do you know about this latest detention?
Well, there's not a lot of information out. We know that the man's name is Wu Jianming. He's 46 years old, and he's a former teacher who taught at the Communist Party's Central Party School. We also understand, mostly from information coming out of a human rights group in Hong Kong, that Mr. Wu published books in Taiwan about what are considered very controversial and sensitive topics here. In other words, national politics. But there's not a lot of information out on Mr. Wu at the moment.
Another Chinese-American and two Chinese who live in the U.S. Also have been detained of late. Are these arrests related?
Well, there is definitely some connection there. They're all Chinese-born, and as Chinese-born academics, they have better access, I think, to facilities in China, and they tend to be more plugged in their research. Secondly, I believe that the Chinese authorities look at them differently from foreign researchers of Chinese affairs. As a Chinese cop once said to a dissident, "I don't care what color your passport is, your face is yellow, and so I'm going to pick on you." And what they mean by that is, first of all, they're just going to pick on them, and second of all, they think that because they're Chinese, they should know the rules better and not go nosing into sensitive topics. Also, I think it's important to remember that academic research in China is much different than in the U.S. In China, there is very little private education. In other words, most of the scholars in China are on the government payroll. And the more sensitive the topic of research is, the more likely it is that the academic is going to have to come to the conclusions that the government pays them to. So the government pays a lot of attention to history and culture and arts and sciences and anything that is involved with ideas. All these can be sensitive, potentially sensitive topics.
Anthony Kuhn is a Los Angeles Times correspondent in Beijing.